And thank you for listening to Utah Public Radio. Up next, it's our weekly movie review. Here's our film critic, Casey T. Allen.
Sometimes Hollywood figures become so big their own lives and personalities eclipse their actual work on screen, and director Steven Spielberg might be turning into one of those people. Spielberg's new film, The Fabelmans, is a heartfelt family drama based on Spielberg's childhood in the 1950s and 60s, living in New Jersey, Arizona, and Northern California. As the eldest child in a loving Jewish family, the fictionalized role of the awkward, shy Spielberg is the center of the ups, downs, and rites of passage in growing up. But in addition to the charming coming-of-age layer of The Fabelmans, the young boy's experimentation with amateur filmmaking offers unexpected insights as well. This film has a richness of intimate cinematography, showing clear beams of light cutting through the darkness at almost every angle. All of that visually thoughtful composition captures the excitement and transformative power of cinema. The sensitive screenplay, co-written by Spielberg and Tony Kushner, shows how filmmaking, even on a tiny, meager scale, can create real-life heroes, can touch hearts, and can even reveal damaging secrets. Nobody tries too hard in this film, and none of the performances could be called overacting. But with the Fabelmans working so hard to remain optimistic and sweet, that sweetness starts to feel saccharine in the second half of its 2-hour, 31-minute runtime. And with that saccharine mood being so persistent, the whole film leans into self-indulgence. It's great to see a film that feels so personal for its director and one that has so much authenticity in its props, locations, and set decorations. It just didn't need to be so delightedly plucky in its longer-than-usual time frame. Because of that pluckiness, this film is not amazing, but it's good. The Fabelmans has come to theaters in a year when other directors are also releasing films inspired by personal childhoods, including James Gray and Richard Linklater. Maybe with this ardent release from Spielberg, more directors will follow suit with personal, crowd-pleasing family stories. For Flicks at 48, I'm Casey T. Allen.